Moncrief on News Talk.
This is a blast in the past. TV is influencing fashion again. Thanks to Bridgerton, sales of balconette bras have skyrocketed. Bustiness is back. Fashion expert and journalist Laura Mullett thinks the world's gone completely mad. Afternoon, Laura.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Explain what a balconette bra is.
So there's a little bit of a rumor that when this bra was invented in the 1930s, that it was called a balconette bra because if someone was viewing from a balcony, it would look like you couldn't see the bra, that it kind of uplifts the cleavage. Does it give a lot of support? Not necessarily. I think it depends on your body type. But I think when people watch Bridgerton, there can be kind of fashion that's a little bit inconsistent for that era, but it is known for that kind of bust overspill in the dresses. And I think that's got everybody talking.
Right. OK, so are you saying that in the actual 1800s, people didn't wear bras like that?
I think the corsetry back then was sort of designed in a way that really pushed people in. You know, women would break ribs from the kind of underwear they used to have to wear back then. So I think that sort of restrictive nature, like these bras can be very restrictive. They can be a little bit uncomfortable. Sometimes I do think that that very feminine, ethereal, beautiful lingerie vibe is becoming really popular again with the 2000s coming back. So the balcony bra has had a few eras of popularity. It just keeps coming back. Marilyn Monroe made it super popular in the 50s. She was famed for it. But what it was, the kind of sentiment of it, bras are redesigned, like sports bras, for example, to kind of press the chest down so you can exercise, so you don't feel that kind of discomfort or whatever. But these bras are all about kind of uplifting and making your bust look bigger than it might necessarily be.
Yeah, so presumably to get the most out of one of these bras, you have to wear a dress or a top that has pretty much the same effect, because it seems to be about boobage and, you know, you could land a plane on it.
Well, Irish star Nicola Coughlan has everyone talking about her breasts, because she came out and said, you know, people were saying, oh, you're so brave for bearing all in Bridgerton. And she was wearing these balcony bras all the time. And then she did have a nude scene that was her idea. And she said, you know, she felt like it was an inference about her body. And she said, oh, I'm a proud member of the perfect breast community or whatever. I think these bras are something that can kind of be a little bit sexy, a little bit glamorous. I think anyone wearing something that makes them feel good is always going to be a positive thing. But the rise of the balcony bras, it's amazing how much television can really impact fashion. Like, sales have skyrocketed. You know, a lot of retailers can keep these bras in the shop because people are trying to mimic what Nicola Coughlan is wearing, and how sexy and beautiful and glamorous she looks has inspired women maybe to opt for a bra that would have been considered maybe slightly out of style.
Yeah. Also, are these bras particularly good for you? In terms of, you know, I'm wading to an area I know nothing about, but I've met women and there is a kind of back pain and it's generally bad for you if you don't have good support.
Well, look, as a woman, I think wearing something that makes you feel comfortable is really important. Sizing is everything. For television, they tend to size the cup size down a bit to create that kind of overspill romantic vibe that, you know, that sort of kind of romance novel look. But I do think that any opportunity to size down is going to make you feel really uncomfortable. You know, getting measured for a bra is really important. Wearing a bra that actually fits you properly and has cups that kind of keep you kind of in place, it's going to benefit you so much more than just hopping on a trend. It is a little bit mad, but I will say that if you do size down, like it causes kind of compression, it can cause stretch marks, it can just be uncomfortable. So yeah, I'm a big advocate. If you're going to try the balcony bra trend, definitely wear it in your size. And I mean, there's options everywhere now, but don't be afraid to try something that makes you feel good.
Yeah, and plus also, is there if you go down a size and you wear a balcony bra on a night out and you're going to the, you know, works dinner dance or whatever, there's a real danger of, you know, things hopping out there, is there?
Oh dear. Well, if we can't,
once the ABBA starts, who knows what'll happen.
Yeah, I think fashion is getting more risque again. I feel like we're kind of coming around to a time where people are a little bit more daring and bold and everything. And look, to each their own. I think people should wear what they want to wear. But I don't believe wearing anything that's too small is ever going to do you justice, whether it's clothes, whether it's underwear, no matter what it is. I love that the kind of comfortable underwear trend is coming back around, though, for, let's say, briefs, etc. So right. I think there's maybe a balance. If you're wearing your uncomfortable balconette bra, maybe the other options for underwear will kind of kind of do a little bit more justice. But it's about, I suppose, finding your confidence and not wearing things that don't fit you properly.
So big knickers are back, essentially. And
big
do they go
are back.
With the back?
Bridget Jones.
Yeah. Oh, right. Is that why? It's not because of Bridget.
Yeah. Thing. So you can wear it as a full set. So it's very exciting, Sean. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
We get someone to send you out a few samples.
Yeah. As long as they're in my size, I don't want to do myself any damage. Laura, exactly. Thanks a million for talking to us as ever. That was the fashion expert and journalist, Laura Mullett there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.